WVOX.
Welcome to Brand Talk, the only show on radio where branding gets personal here on WVOX Radio, 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and we're here to talk about brands, your personal brand, your career brand, and even your business brand. Sponsored exclusively by the Whitmore Group, where a relationship is a partnership. Folks, for those of you joining us for the first time, this show is all about transitions and how the science and psychology of branding can help change your relationships for the better, your career or business for the better, your life for the better, so you can become the brand you are truly meant to be. This is a call-in show, and it is your show, and we want to hear from you. So if you're going through a transition, are you concerned about your brand or someone else's brand? Don't hesitate to call. Call in at 914-636-0110. Let's talk your brand through at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. And today we are changing our email address because we're having some server issues. And you can email me at jayteajt51, all one word, jayteajt51 at hotmail.com. So that's jayteajt51 at hotmail.com. I like to begin the show today by talking about a personal brand named Ken. But before I address the Ken brand, I like to share with you a little known fact about the JT brand, the John Tantillo brand. I must confess that I have this thing about brands for a very long time. And I can remember when I was in a religious training as a Franciscan brother, my novice master, mentioning that I was much too materialistic, preferring Miracle Whip salad dressing to mayonnaise. I simply shrugged it off because I justified my experience as just as good as his love for Hellman's, that he made, that he was making more of something than was really there. But this does remind me of my love for brands and how this has played an important part in my life, and so that it makes so much sense that I'm doing a show on branding and giving you the secrets to branding that the large corporations use so that you can use them yourselves so that you can become, as I always like to say, the brand you were always meant to be. And it's really good. Today we're going to be talking about Steve Jobs, and we're going to be talking about the jump from a personal brand to a personality brand. So we're going to talk about a person that really helped me this weekend named Ken and how he can take this person of Ken and make it into a personality brand. And hope you can implement that in your own life. So with that said, I guess you would have to be under a rock to know that this past weekend the Northeast was faced with a major weather event that literally made seasoned New Yorkers like myself think twice about taking seriously the precautions that were being made available by city, state, and federal authorities. And a few years ago, I lost my beloved Caddy DTS, my DeVille Touring Sedan, to water damage caused by a flash flood event that affected the lower level of my garage and totaled all the cars who dared to park beneath the building where we lived. So when I heard about this hurricane, Hurricane Irene, I was thinking of how I was going to respond to my parking of my present car, which is a Lexus LS, during the hurricane. And as I was having breakfast, I received a knock on my door, and which paused this conundrum of what I was going to do with my car. And it was Ken, my neighbor. And he is the best described, Ken, is he's the building alderman who always has his pulse on everything building related, and wanted to know what I was going to do with my car, because he believed that there was a good chance that the garage would flood. He then informed me of a plan to park the car on the second floor level of a shopping center about a mile down the road where we live. And he communicated without hesitation the drill, the entrance to use, what to tell the attendants, what it was going to cost me. He was simply a godsend. And Ken had solved my problem and reinforced my perception of what I like to say his, excuse me, brand. You see, Ken's personal brand is informed friend to everyone in the building who is willing to accept his advice. And the takeaway from Ken's behavior is whether or not Ken likes it or not, that's his brand. Personal brand of informed, friendly neighbor. And if he wants, he's got a career for himself. He can take this personal, these personal characteristics and make him a personality brand. What do I mean that? No, I don't mean he's going to be Madonna or Lady Gaga or any of the great actors that we have, a Robert De Niro. But what he can do is to do what Jobs did, do what many people, what the folks at different companies, they started with their own personal brands, and then they became, in fact, what I would call personality brands. And that's what we want to do here. So getting back to Ken, what Ken could do is, if he wanted to be a handyman, he's got the characteristics there of knowing the low of the land in this neighborhood so that he could give great advice on how to solve problems. And you see, folks, this is the basis of all branding. Doing this kind of brand inventory, and based on that, become the brand that you want to be. And with this brand information, this is the exciting part, folks. You can either start a business, enter a new business venture, a transition into a new career, and become the person that you truly are, or the as I always like to say, the brand you always truly want to be. And as far as Ken is concerned, he will always be a dear friend, and I am truly indebted for those brand characteristics that made him truly somebody that I trust and respect. And now we're going to have a word from our sponsor, the Whitmore Group, where a partnership, where a relationship becomes a partnership.
Folks, insurance is something that we usually don't like to talk about. But at the Whitmore Group, they know how. Whether it's for your business or your home, the Whitmore Group is the place to go. That's where I go for my insurance needs, and I never doubt that they're looking out for me. Simply put, with James Metzger at the helm and his excellent team, your insurance needs are always taken care of. Whether it's commercial property and casualty, personal or health insurance, estate planning, or financial services, the Whitmore Group is where a relationship is a partnership. 516-746-4141 is the number to call, 516-746-4141, or on the web at whitmoregroup.com. And tell them Dr. Tantillo sent you.
So if you have an opinion on the Ken brand, or do you know a Ken brand type, is it your brand that you want to talk about? Why don't you give us a call here at 914-636-0110. And let's talk your brand through at 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110. Or if you like to email me, it's jaytea51@hotmail.com. That's jaytea51@hotmail.com. The reason for the different email is we're having server issues, and I want to simply make sure that you reach out to me should that be your modus operandi. I would, you know, we're going to be talking about personal brands today, and I had a wonderful experience today. I go to the diner here in New Rochelle before I come to the studio, and this wonderful hostess with the mostest, Renee, was helped me out organizing the treats that I was going to bring to the staff. And she, I told her I work at the station, and she said, oh, I listen all the time. So I said, well, you must listen today. So here's a little shout out to Renee if she's listening. And she's simply a great brand. The utmost of courtesy expressed to me, always warm, always friendly. The folks at the diner are, in fact, very lucky to have such a great professional. So, and that's what I like to talk about here. I love brands, and especially personal brands, and we like to make them personality brands. And before I get into the winner or the loser, you know, this really, I got this fax, and it really got me angry. And it got me angry because, and I don't really like to share anger, but I just feel for the folks that are, I was fortunate enough not to have any water damage or any damage to my home, thank the dear Lord. I guess God or the gods or whatever is your belief system was watching over me, and I appreciate that. But I got this in the as a fax, and it said, hurricane roof repairs, free estimates. Now, I don't care that businesses want to make themselves available. They could have simply said roof repairs. They didn't have to use hurricane roof repairs. Because to me, that's really preying off people's bad fortune. And that's bad marketing. And that's what I am about and what I like to, you know, call out when I see these kinds of mistakes. And this is why a person or a business like this needs a professional to check in once in a while to get some sort of some sort of an analysis of whether or not they're doing the right thing. So those contractors that are out there that are using hurricane, earthquake, or anything to describe what it is you do, don't do that. It's simply bad business and it's bad marketing. So with that in mind, I'd like to get to my winner and loser of the week. And each week, folks, I choose two brands that I believe have either exceeded or failed in basic brand fundamentals so that you can implement the takeaways into your own life. And so without any further ado, let's talk about our brand winner and loser of the week. And I alluded to it, and he's really one of my heroes. He's Steve Jobs. And, you know, Steve Jobs is a blue-collar type like I am. And I don't mean to put myself within the same in the same category. He's a grand brand. He's just a wonderful person to admire. And I mention him because of his announcement last week that he was stepping down as CEO of Apple. And his statement was short and to the point, reassuring any doubt it was Apple, that Apple had a succession plan in place and was implementing it. And it just goes to show what kind of a guy this guy is. And as I like to say, what a great brand he is. The trait that Job holds in spades is this kind of success that required anticipating and meeting customers' needs again and again. And as our listener last week, Charlie kind of asked a very, very good question and got me thinking about this and got me thinking that a lot of companies start like this, is the transition from a personality brand such as Jobs to what we call a company brand like Apple. And is it really the Steve Jobs company or is it the Apple company? And that's something that in terms of a transition from founder to a business, that is really a good basis. But I'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. What I like to do is to share with you Mr. Jobs' address to the Stanford graduating class of 2005. I'm not going to read you the whole address, but those two things that I think really capture me. And one, the one quote that I like to talk a little bit about is 30 years ago when he was jettisoned from Apple by corporate types. If you remember, it was Scully that got him out of the picture. And then he had to go to find Pixar. And this is what he said at this address concerning this corporate maneuver. I'm pretty sure, quote, "I'm pretty sure none of this would have happened if I hadn't been fired from Apple. It was awful tasting medicine, but I guess the patient needed it. Sometimes life hits you in the head with a brick. Don't lose faith. I'm convinced that the only thing that kept me going was that I loved what I did." You've got to find out what you love. And this is true for your work and as it is for your lovers. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life. The only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe, great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle. And when all matters the heart, you know when you've found it. And like any great relationship, it just gets better and better as the years roll on. So keep looking until you find it. Don't settle. Well, folks, if that describes you in terms of you not fulfilling your dreams, I don't care if you're 40. I don't care if you're 50. I don't care if you're 60, 70, 80, or even 90. Go for it. All right? And this next part that I'm going to read will reinforce exactly what I'm talking about. And Mr. Jobs' concept of death. When I was 17, I read a quote that went something like this: "If you live each day as if it was your last, someday you'll most certainly be right." It made an impression on me, and since then, for the past 33 years, I've looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today was the last day of my life, what I want to do, and what I am about to do today? And whenever the answer's been no for too many days in a row, I know I need to change something. Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I've ever encountered to make me make big choices in my life. Because almost everything, all external exceptions, all pride, all fear of embarrassment or failure, those things that fall away in the face of death, leaving only what is truly important. Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. You are always naked. There is no reason not to follow your heart. Unquote. And all I can say is, thank you, Mr. Jobs, and we wish you all the best. And I'm getting goosebumps up my arm here. And I think that's a good thing, because it makes me know that even though I am getting older, I'm not getting cynical. And that there are certain things that I still believe in, and I still want to communicate those beliefs to you. So that was my winner of the week, Mr. Steven Jobs. And what is my loser? Well, the generic tablets. You know, just a short one, but it's the generic tablet that I think is the loser. I wrote last week about HP's wise decision to get out of the tablet market, and part of the reason why was that Apple, thanks to Mr. Jobs, dominates the tablet world, and it's ridiculous for anybody else to even think they're going to compete, because it's such a strong brand. And that's the bottom line, folks. Samsung, Research in Motion, Toshiba don't really have brands at all. They have forgettable products that consumers don't get attached to. And Apple's share of the market is 61%, and all of the brands have single-digit shares at best. And if you think I'm just crazy here, The Economist on the 8th of August in 2011, in their blog section, made this point. And so that our good friends at Apple have really dominated because they do something very, very, very smart. They satisfy needs. And Steve Jobs, once again, has this uncanny ability to, in fact, touch on that fact. So there you are. And my takeaway is for any brand to always be responsive and willing to learn. And if you like to give us a call, why don't you do so at 914-636-0110. You're listening to Dr. John Tantillo here at WVOX Radio 1460 on your AM dial, and that's 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. Or you want to reach me through the email, it's jayteA51@hotmail.com. That's jayteA51@hotmail.com. So that's just for today. We'll go back to our other email next week. But as I mentioned, we're having some server issues, and we have to deal with this. I'd like to talk a little bit about, before we go to break, this idea of social networking and how it basically changed my life, and how you can, in fact, transition from a personal brand to a personality brand. And some of you may be thinking that I'm overly promoting myself here, but and that may be true, but the real intention here is to share how I have been able to do it, position myself on the internet fairly well, I would think. And if you want to tell me what you think, you can always email me at jayteA51@hotmail.com or give us a call at 914-636-0110. And so I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, and I am also on LinkedIn. And on the Facebook side, I have a personal, you could become my personal friend, and there's still some openings, even though I'm reaching maximum of 5,000. And then I have a Dr. John Tantillo fan page. And then I have a marketing doctor page. And then I have, which is perfect for this show, where you might be able to give your ideas on what you might want to hear on as a show idea. It's called the Brand Talk Group, which is open to everyone, where I post the different topics of the day. And then, of course, I'm on Twitter. And my handle there is marketingdoctor.tv is my website. And if you want to Google me, you'll see what I mean, what I do. And then, of course, there's LinkedIn. And for those of you on the business side of things, LinkedIn is a very, very important, what I would say, device to use to getting your name out there and doing emails. And I have a young intern that's working for me, and this kid is having such difficulty trying to find a job. And I just admire him. He joined LinkedIn. He's making contacts there, using the in-house mail to reach out to people. Really, really great. So that's another option. And so did you know that? And even more brand talk in our next half hour. So stay around, folks.
News three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lucera. The deaths and damage from Hurricane Irene continue to mount in Vermont. The National Guard focused on getting basic supplies to people who have no electricity and are cut off due to flooding.
We do have chopper access and very remote, what I call goat path, road access to every community in Vermont. So we're no longer as isolated as we were 48 hours ago.
Governor Peter Shumlin, about 2 million people still without power from North Carolina to New England. A week from today, President Obama to address a joint session of Congress on jobs.
White House spokesman Jay Carney says the issue is critical enough to warrant the venue.
The president feels we are at a moment when we need to take significant action.
At least one Republican, Arizona Representative Jeff Flake, welcomes the news.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz. The speech is scheduled at the same time as a Republican presidential debate, but Carney says that was coincidental. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Forecast Westchester County in the vicinity for tonight, partly to mostly clear skies. Overnight lows falling back into the lower 60s. Mostly sunny weather on Thursday. Highs will range into the lower 80s. Sunny skies into the upper 70s on Friday. Partly sunny lower 80s for Saturday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs into the lower 80s on Sunday. Monday's weather, Labor Day, partly sunny. Chance of a thunderstorm, upper 70s. Steve Pelletieri Jr. reporting for WVOX Worldwide and WVIP HD.
1460 WVOX.
Oh, we are back. You're listening to Brand Talk. My name is Dr. John Tantillo on WVOX Radio 1460 on your dial. If you're out of work, are you in career limbo? Are you struggling over your next brand steps? Let's navigate this together at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. Or you can email me today at jayteta51@hotmail.com. That's jayteta 51 at hotmail.com. And we are back with some more interesting brand talk here on WVOX Radio. I'd like to do right now is to talk a little bit more about the difference between Apple computers and Microsoft, or I should say Apple versus Microsoft, two corporate brands, and how, as I had mentioned, our friend Steve Jobs has a pulse on what people want and the products that they want. He's almost like a visionary. As opposed to Microsoft, who, other than Xbox, okay, they never make products that people want. I mean, everyone complains about their system, right? I mean, no one's happy about Windows, whether or not it's Vista, Vista 2, Vista 25. Everybody's got complaints about them, and it's almost as if our friends at Microsoft believe in the build it and they will come syndrome. And that always gets you into trouble, you know. And, you know, what you have to do, I constantly talk about this, is we got to constantly ask the question, what is it that people want? Not is it what we think they want. What products do people want? And how are these products going to satisfy a need? So if you're in the restaurant, it's often been said that if you're in the restaurant business, and we're going to talk about how to make a restaurant reservation a little bit later in this second half of the show. And if you're interested, in give us a call, 914-636-0110, or give us an email at jaytea51@hotmail.com. And you're listening to WVOX 1460 on your dial. What we want to do is the whole idea of a restaurant and the ability to make a reservation is going to depend on how you perceive yourself. But we're going to talk about that in just a bit. What I don't want to forget is that this whole idea of the difference between Apple and Microsoft, and how Microsoft doesn't really have, as I would say, an appreciation of its customers and really have more appreciation of their culture and wanting, which is really a very bright, intelligent group of professionals that really don't understand what people want. And I'll give you a great example of how technical people really don't have a clue. And I think this is a great example of what probably goes on with Microsoft. I used to have a person that worked with me, and we'll call him Ralph. And Ralph would constantly tell clients, after clients, and, you know, I would kind of cringe when he did that and then let him know that that's really not the way to go. He would basically tell clients that's not what they wanted to do. What a better way of doing it would be this way. And my clients would constantly say, what are you doing here, Ralph? We don't want to do it this way. And then finally he got it. Ralph scored a perfect quantitative score on the SATs. He was probably one of the brightest people I know, and he was an electrical engineer. So with that said, Microsoft is a great company. It just, I think, needs to take a few lessons from what people want and what they in fact need. So let that be a lesson to you. And now, folks, it's about time for that perennial crowd favorite, Dr. John Tantillo's Did You Know That? And Did You Know That is where little-known facts are brought center stage for your delight, amazement, and dare I say, your continuing education. And now, Did You Know That?
This is Dr. John Tantillo asking, Did You Know That? If you've ever worked in an office, I guarantee you owe a small thanks to the creativity of one Arthur Fry. Fry was born in Minnesota in 1931. He was educated in a rural one-room schoolhouse and built toboggans out of scrap lumber for those long, cold winters. Later, Fry, an engineer, joined the Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing Company. His job, finding new uses for their many chemicals. This meant connecting the dots between things that seemed to have no connection. Fry sang in a church choir and used strips of paper to mark the songs in his hymnal. But the paper would often fall out, and he be lost. One day, he remembered a lecture given by colleague Spencer Silva about the unique properties of a glue Silva had invented. The glue was strong enough to make things cling, but the bond was not permanent. Fry wondered, what if he could coat this glue on part of a piece of paper and make a bookmark that would stick but also be easily removed without damaging the pages. It took several years for Fry to hammer out the concept and a few more to get his bosses to realize that they had something saleable. But he did, and when he did, the product quickly became a legend. Today, Fry's bookmark is sold in 100 countries. You know it as the Post-it note. And now you can say, yes, I know that. Now a word from our sponsor, the Whitmore Group, where a relationship is a partnership. I've known James Metzger, the Whitmore Group CEO, for years. I'm a client and a friend, and I have seen how he fights for his clients and strives to meet their genuine insurance needs. Folks, it's bad to pay for insurance you don't need, but it's worse to think you're protected and then find out you're not. You want the right kind of professionals having your back. The Whitmore Group has your back. It's where a relationship is a partnership. Their number, 516-746-4141, 516-746-4141, or visit them on the web at whitmoregroup.com and tell them Dr. Tantillo sent you.
We are back. You're listening to Brand Talk on WVOX AM Radio 1460 on your dial. I'm Dr. John Tantillo, your host, and we're here every Wednesday from 3 to 4. It is a call-in show, and whether or not you're in transition, maybe you have an opinion on Apple versus Microsoft, you can give us a call at 914-636-0110. No question is too big or too small. Or maybe you just want to take stock of your life. Or you might want to know the difference between a personality brand and a personal brand. Well, you've come to the right place because we're at Brand Talk here on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. And you can give us a call, 914-636-0110, or you can email us today at our temporary email address, which is jaytea51@hotmail.com. And now what we like to do is give like a little recap. And for any of you that don't know, or it's before your time, what the Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing Company is, that's simply 3M. And what's great about Fry's story is that we can learn a great deal about creativity and personal and business branding, and the whole idea of when you're in a company, the importance of reinforcing creativity. And I'm going to talk about that because I am in a very creative business. And what you never, ever, ever want to do is put pressure on creative people, whether or not they're writers, whether or not they're songwriters, whether or not they're graphic artists, whether or not they're painters. What you never want to do is give them pressure, because pressure is not what works. And what's great about 3M, or as some others like to say, the Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing Company, is that they believe in what they call a permitted bootleg process. And bootleg happens in a corporate environment when creative people see inventions that might help the corporation but go around the official and rigid process of developing these inventions. So you can't. So a suit can't go and say, Tantillo, I want you to develop a device or a product that sticks to pages, of which I am, in fact, using right now. I mean, it just doesn't happen like that. And that the creative process is much more difficult and needs breathing room. And so that if you are a manager out there or a supervisor out there, and you are managing and supervising creative people, I ask you to be patient if you are, in fact, interacting with creative types. So with my notes here, creativity needs space. And if you run a business, you should always make sure that your employees understand what it is that they are, in fact, trying to do. And that's what it's all about. And what you're doing right now is you're listening to Brand Talk on WVOX Radio, 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo. And if you have a call on, maybe it's Steve Jobs, it might be our friend Mr. Gates, 914-636-0110, and that's 914-636-0110. And, a little aside for those of you that like the cocktail party information, I mean, Gates was a upper-middle-class kid who went to Harvard, and, I mean, his parents were, his mother was knew the president of IBM. That's how he got the appointment to see the people at IBM, because the mother and the president at the time, whose name escapes me, was on the library committee in Seattle, so they were able to do the introduction. And his father wrote the famous or infamous corporate documents that got his son to own the software that IBM was selling. So, I mean, it's very, very different. I mean, Gates is a very, very different type of individual. But please, he is somebody that certainly needs to be respected. But he's just different in terms of what Jobs was. Well, more of a blue-collar guy that started his, the legend of starting a company in your garage. So anyway, that's what's in fact going on. All right, so give us a call, 914-636-0110. This is WVOX. My name is John Tantillo, and this is Brand Talk. Now for something that I know all of you have been waiting for. And I'm a little bit reticent about doing this piece because if I do say so myself, I think it's called the art of the reservation, that I am known to be able to get into restaurants that no one else can get into. And anyway, so what I'm what I'm hoping won't happen is the Yogi Berra expression that no one goes there anymore. It's too crowded. And I can't get the reservation. So the first tip I say is that you got to, first of all, make the call. You might have a pain in your stomach and probably should have a little script. And I just want to say this. Arrogance never, ever, 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 ever works. So if you're going to go in there or you're going to call up a great restaurant, and even, you know, today restaurants are, everyone's hurting a little bit, but there are still some restaurants out there that are a difficult ticket to get. Anyway, you have to not be arrogant. You have to be confident, but not arrogant. And I like to use humility, warmth, and kindness, although some friends of mine say I'm not humble. But what could I tell you? I'll let my listeners decide that. I won't listen to my friends. Anyway, so the thing that you have to understand here is no matter how powerful you are, the reservation taker is a gatekeeper. And so you got to understand that what you want to do here is you want to be good to her, and she's human. So be friendly to her. Introduce yourself to her and try to establish a rapport with her. And that, look, this takes time. And what you never want to do is you don't want to be insincere. So you don't want to say, hey, baby, what are you going to do tonight? You got something for me? Or the usual table, or some of those terrible lines that people will just roll their eyes when they hear it. The thing is, what you just want to do is you want to be yourself. And if you are yourself and the person gives you attitude, well, first, I just don't put up with that. I just go to the next restaurant. And when I take clients out, I have a rank ordering of restaurants that I say, well, what are the restaurants that you would like to go to? And hopefully they're in my quiver that I could just make a phone call. I have past experience and there's really nothing to say. But okay, what time, JT or Dr. Tantillo or whatever it is. But my point is you don't take arrogance. You don't take attitude. And if you get attitude, you just go to the next one. And by the way, if you get attitude, you ask the person's name, and if they don't want to give it to you, you call back another day, try to remember what a voice looks like, and try to get the manager on the phone and let them know that you were not treated well. And in today's environment, I guarantee you that that person won't be around, because today, everyone, I don't care how great a restaurant you are, everyone's suffering a little bit. So anyway, attitude, and there's a lot of restaurants I don't go to because of the attitude factor. And because when I go out to dinner, I want there to be, I want to have fun. I not only want to enjoy my food, I want to have fun with my staff. By the way, if you want to agree or disagree, you can give us a call at 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110. And I guess that's one of the reasons why I love dining in Westchester so much. You really don't have that kind of attitude up here. And the best restaurants that I've been to up here, and there was too many to name. I mean, you really do meet the chefs, and you really do meet the managers, and you really do meet the owners, and it's a wonderful experience, and that's why I love coming here. And the food quality is just as good, and the wine is just as wonderful, and all that sort of stuff that I just want to let everyone know. So the point is, you don't want to be around the condescending staff. I will not mention a restaurant that I went to. I won't even go there. But it's just just turned me off, and I'll never forget going there. And I it was a hot ticket. I got in there because I knew one of the waiters. The glasses smelled of onions. The wine was yesterday's wine and was off, and the butter tasted rancid. And this is a very hot place where every celebrity in town goes to. I won't mention the name of the place, and that will be the end of that. So I don't like attitude. I want to be able to connect, and that's what I also recommend doing. So no attitude. And then, hey, if you're going there for the first time, tell your guests that prime time is 7:30, and whether or not you can make the reservation at 5:30. Why? Well, if you get there at 5:30, number one, your meal isn't going to be rushed, okay? You're going to get great service. Not only that, you're going to establish rapport with the folks. It's not as tense because there are less people there. And after you've done that and you've established this wonderful rapport with the restaurant staff, you eye the place up to find out what table you want for the next time. And then when you leave the restaurant, what you then want to be able to do is ask for that table. And so ask to be put in the computer. And you give the person, you give the person at the desk, the maitre d' or the manager, your business card, and you establish rapport with the staff. So that you're never a stranger any longer. And so I always like, but, you know, I like eating early. And, you know, I know that there are times when you have business meetings that you need to do the 7:30. So then what I'm basically saying you want to do is have a number of your regular restaurants that are great regular restaurants. That know you, that you can call in a moment's notice, and they'll accommodate you. And I don't want to mention restaurants that I know, but I have some the best in the city that will do that for me, and they're wonderful. And how do you do this? Well, I am a strong believer in tipping. Okay, I really believe in tipping, and I believe in probably over-tipping. I probably do 30%, 30 to 35%, if sometimes not more. And people are probably saying, oh, Tantillo, that's too much. And I say, well, if you're entertaining and if you're a businessman, that might be the cost of doing business, or a businesswoman, that might be the cost of doing business. So anyway, I say do that. And my... what I normally do to make sure that I will, in fact, recognized the next time is provide them with a nice gratuity, I would say, of anywhere north of $35. I like to give $50, and people say I'm crazy, but there aren't too many restaurants I can't get into, so... There you are. And also, you know, there's nothing wrong with groveling. As I mentioned that I'm only teasing, but explaining to the reservation taker that it may be an anniversary, there might be an important client in town, and if there's a change in reservation of somebody, to give them a call so that you, in fact, go wrong or you can be remembered. But, I just love restaurants. What can I tell you? As I like to say, there are some people that are golf people and there are some people that are tennis people. I'm a restaurant person and I just enjoy the wine, good food, and good conversation. So my last point here is, I did this when I was in Miami, a very hard restaurant, and go visit the restaurant personally. I was taking a walk, and I was meeting with some dear friends at a very hot restaurant, and I forgot the name of it, but it was right on 17th Street. It's like a hotel, and it's a the night that I went there, Clive Davis was there, the great music producer, and I had a great table, and I was with friends, and it was a wonderful experience. But my point is that I went by and I said, "Is there any possibility for reservations tonight?" And she says, "Sorry, sir, we're all booked up." And of course, I was in beach attire, which to me was shorts and a Panama hat, as opposed to my bow tie and fedora. But to make a long story short, I said, "Well, is there any possibility we'll get there at 6:30. We like to eat early." And she said, "Why don't you be here at 7 o'clock? I said, "That's fine." And we were there till 9. Mr. Davis nodded to us at the next table. And it was a wonderful experience. But the lesson I learned there was that, gee whiz, there you have it. You go to the restaurant, and that could be a tactic as well. So, folks, another day at Brand Talk has gone. Listen to Brand Talk every Wednesdays from 3 to 4 here on WVOX, 1460 on your AM dial. This is Dr. John Tantillo saying, it's always summer long.
VIP HD2, New Rochelle.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. President Obama has been promoting his speech about job growth all month. Now we know when it will happen.